All right, so this is track two. We're getting the key. When you start at open E, you know, that note seems to fit, but we haven't tried all of the other 11 yet, so that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. Fret 3 could work. It kind of fits in with it. No. 7. Not bad. Back to 12. So my choices are like open, 3, 7, or maybe 10. Which, for those of you who know music theory, that's the 1, minor 3rd, 5th, and flat 7 of the key. No wonder those sound good. So then you just try them. Try the minor pentatonic. Well, now we gotta determine whether it's major or minor. So if it was E, then an E, either an E or an E minor, chances are would sound good over it. Try it. Right? Play an E major, play an E minor. Okay? If that's the key. For those of you who know bar chords, let's try the one on the 3rd fret, which is G. You would try either G major or G minor. G minor definitely doesn't work. G major could work. Up 1 fret. The G could work. And then one on the 7th fret could be B minor or B major. I don't think either of those would work. And then lastly, D or D minor. I don't think either of those work. So I'm going to vote for either E or G. So try the E minor pentatonic. Well, alright, let me ask you this. Of the two chords in E, major or minor, which one sounds more like the song? Does E major sound, if this is the right key, E, does E major sound more like it or E minor? Try it. And tell me which one you think. It could be E minor. Now let's try G. That was my other choice. Let me go back and play that again. Play G. Does G major or G minor work better? For those of you who know the bar chords. Major, we have a vote for major. Anyone agree? You don't know? Play G minor and you'll see. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the song at all. So now we narrowed it down to two choices, E minor or G major. So when you listen to this song, zero in on the bass. You can even turn the bass up on it. Especially the first beat of each bar. Let me go back. When he first comes in. That. You know, it's making my whole furniture rattle. But, you know, which note is that? E or G? I know you know what it is. So you can go ahead and try to figure out the chord or the progression. You don't have to wait for us. I think it's G? So play G. Does anyone else agree with him or do you think it's E? What? C? It's E. I think it's E. When you listen to the track, and then you pause it, and then you say, okay, which chord sounds like the whole tune? Do G. It kind of sounds like it's a chord in the progression, but really, feels like it's the chord of rest. And if you can hear the bass note, not E major, but E minor. So anyway, what I'm getting at is a long-winded way of saying, play E minor pentatonic over it, and it'll work just fine. Have some fun doing that for a couple minutes. Just to clarify, because we came up with the fact that the key was E and the quality was minor, we don't have to go 3 frets down. We only have to go 3 frets down when we decide that the song's in a major key. We decided that this chord summarizes the best tune the best. So all you have to do is, alright, there, but once you get the scale, like, what are you supposed to do with the scale? Like, okay, now I got my scale. Well, you gotta listen to the rhythm, which, you guys tell me, what's the beat? Clap the beat. So everyone stop for a second. Like, just give me where the beat is. Somebody got it. 2, 3, 4, right? So that's your chord note. If you do nothing else, it just feels good to jam along with the rhythm. Give me some quarter notes. Or you can do 2 notes for me, which is 8 notes, up and down picking. Or 16th note. You don't have to play no, you can do rest as well, but that's the general rule. Just get the rhythm of the song. And make little phrasing. We'll talk about phrasing later. It's not supposed to be a phrasing class, but hopefully you have some fun with it. I'm gonna shut up for a minute and let you guys play.